Hello, Life Group leaders. This is Kevin Hover, and welcome to this month's LeaderCast. Today, we are going to take a look at how to make a shift from spiritual activity into spiritual intimacy. Last month, Pastor Dustin did a great job at laying down the foundation of bringing us back to first principles when it comes to spiritual intimacy. This is taking a closer look at our personal relationship with Jesus. In other words, how well are we experiencing spiritual intimacy on a daily basis? As you all know, spiritual intimacy is one of our five core values. And what we mean by spiritual intimacy is that we are His. And our key verse that we use is Hebrews 4:16, which states, "Let us then, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." And the expectation that we have for our members at LifePoint is a habit of daily worship through scripture and prayer, and a habit of weekly public worship with our church family through our weekend gatherings and life groups. So when we think of reading scripture, prayer, weekly worship, and actively participating in life group, serving on a life team, sharing in the gospel with someone who doesn't know Jesus, it is easy for these things to become spiritual activities, which causes us to lose sight of the real purpose of doing them, which is, in fact, spiritual intimacy. If I could summarize what Pastor Dustin stated last month in his LeaderCast, it is this: we lead by who we are in Christ, not by what we do for Christ. And this is such an important point for us to consider as we live out roles as life group leaders. I would also add to this statement the following: our personal relationship with Jesus grows deeper as a result of spiritual intimacy and not spiritual activity. So what do I mean by this? If we've been following Christ for any period of time, we can get so familiar with the spiritual disciplines that they become forms of activity rather than forms of intimacy. We have a tendency to measure our spiritual growth by what we do, whether that's studying scripture, praying, tithing, serving, sharing the gospel, fasting, worshiping, etc. If we increase our Bible reading from, say, 15 minutes a day to 30 minutes a day, we can often use that extended time of spiritual activity as a measurement of how well we are growing spiritually. However, spiritual intimacy is not about how much spiritual activity we are doing, but rather how well we are connecting with Christ and growing deeper in our relationship with Him as we are doing those activities. What are some signs that we should be looking out for that our spiritual intimacy has unintentionally shifted into spiritual activity? Here are just a couple. Number one, it is difficult to find the time to spend alone with the Lord. Number two, when you read scripture or pray, it feels like you're going through the motions. Number three, you view serving as an obligation instead of a privilege. And last example, you would describe your overall relationship with the Lord as stale or dull. So if you answered yes to any of these statements, there's no reason to be ashamed at all. Every believer will fall into this rut at some point or another. I have fallen into this one of these ruts many times over the years. And over the years, here are a few things that have helped me shift back to experiencing spiritual intimacy. The first one comes straight from James 4:8, which states that if we draw near to God, He will draw near to us. Similarly, Hebrews 4:16, the verse that I mentioned earlier, states that if we are in Christ, we have the awesome privilege of drawing near the throne of grace. This privilege can only be done through the person and work of Jesus Christ, who said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one can come to the Father but by me." The ability to draw near to God and the reality that He has promised to draw near to us is an amazing promise that I think many of us have a tendency to overlook. But what does it look like from a practical standpoint to draw near to God. That will actually differ from person to person, and there is no one certain way in which we draw near. I myself have a number of different ways, and depending on what season of life I'm in, I might pick one over the other. It just all depends. So in order to draw near to God, we must first humble ourselves, and this is the second item here. Just a couple verses before James 4:8, it says that God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Then in verse 10, James says that we are to humble ourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt us. Another way that I experience spiritual intimacy is delighting myself in the Lord. If I do not find alone time with the Lord as my number one priority and desire, it means that something else is competing against my relationship with him. And so there are many ways in which we can shift from spiritual activity to spiritual intimacy. But one last one I'll leave with you is this: to wait upon the Lord. Psalm 46:10 states, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in all the earth." Now, I don't know about you, but it is very hard in this day and age to be still. Our culture moves at a rapid pace, and I personally believe this is a direct work of the enemy. Those of us who are in Christ must take a different approach than what popular culture says. We must be intentional about slowing down so that we can be present in the moment we are living, and recognize that it is God who gave us this very moment. We want to make sure that all of our life group leaders are growing deeper in their faith, and spiritual intimacy is a place where we have the awesome privilege of humbly drawing near to God, delighting in him, and being still before the throne of grace so that we may experience his presence. As David said in Psalm 27:4, "One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all of the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." Until next time, this is Kevin Hover with this month's LeaderCast.